Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Wouldn't you do that Thursday? What else are they doing all week?
Yeah.
That learned commentary from Max Vetrano as I went home.
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention.
I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The talk this morning will be of the first appearance of the former president and now officially the GOP nominee for 2024, who appeared to great fanfare at the convention hall here in Milwaukee Monday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States and soon to be the 47th president of the United States, please welcome Donald J. Trump.
The former president announced...
Wait, now, is that Lee Greenwood, right?
Well, it was the house band.
And so it wasn't him?
So you have not been in the convention hall
yet.
You're due to go over there today. Eric, they've got this band that plays in between, in and out of speakers and kind of keeps things moving. I don't know if they switched the band out, but that house band when I was there in the afternoon, pretty solid band.
Anyway, sorry.
So the former president there announced to that music, not for nothing... the band is good, as I mentioned, and it was a rousing welcome. WTMJ's John Mercure was on the floor of the convention hall as the former president entered.
I was 10 feet from the former president as Donald Trump walked into Fiserv Forum here. A big white bandage on his right ear, an even bigger smile on his face. He ascended the stairs after actually walking through some of the delegations of different states and was seated between J.D. Vance and the rest of his family. Chants echoed through Fiserv Forum. Red, white, and blue waved. Signs danced in the crowd. Donald Trump spending the evening here officially kicking off his campaign to become president once again. Inside a raucous Fiserv Forum, John Mercure, WTMJ News.
So what you need to know about how things play out inside Fiserv Forum, we've talked a lot about the hard security perimeter. Mm-hmm. So anyone who is within this area is credentialed to be there. They've been security checked and all that. So the movements of very important people, including the nominee, including House Speaker, including, you know, all of these folks, they're just around the people, which
the
is not how you usually see them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you even see it just out and about in Deer District, too, some of the high-profile lawmakers that are just kind of around. It's pretty cool how that works out that way.
And you can tell when someone important is around, if anybody's got an entourage of more than a couple of people,
all the heads turn.
Like, that's somebody.
Yeah,
and then you look and... Like,
a scrum gets created.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then you also have not just delegates, but also other people inside the security perimeter who are sort of invited guests, whether they're inside Fiserv Forum or not, who are just kind of people watching and going up and they're taking pictures with
shaking
people.
Hands, right?
All of that is playing out here inside this area in downtown Milwaukee. What's ahead today? The big headline expected to be former Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Right.
Virtually everyone is reporting, Associated Press reporting as well, that she committed on Sunday after the assassination attempt of former President Trump to speak at this convention heretofore was not scheduled to do so. So that'll be a big deal.
And that's supposed to be today. That's supposed to be the biggest speech of the day, you would think.
You're going to hear a lot from Eric and me as we report from the Republican National Convention. Supposed to be. We'll get into it a little bit later, but...
There's a reason why it's always supposed to be.
Campaign officials are telling us things and then often saying, but this is off the record. And they want people to be in place for important moments. So I appreciate them saying, you're going to want to be here. This is what's happening. They sort of lay out the schedule. But then they say, but this information isn't reportable. And there's a sort of a back and forth between reporters. And they're like, well, can we say this? Can we say, you know...
I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One of it is because they just don't know for sure what the nominee may or may not do at any given moment. Does he change his mind?
Does he change?
I mean, right. Seriously. They just don't. And she said that when we listened to one of the spokespeople yesterday. She said, look, the former president may decide to do something else. I'm just telling you.
So this much we do know. We do expect former Ambassador Nikki Haley, who is Trump's most vocal opponent, hung on the latest there in the primary process, to address this convention tonight in Milwaukee. 6:15, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The Midsummer Classic is tonight. Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Christian Yelich and William Contreras are starting for the NL. Contreras batting fifth, Yelich batting sixth. They are the only All-Stars from Milwaukee. However, the starting pitcher for the AL, Vince, that's somebody you know. It's Corbin Burns. Yes, the former Brewer, current Oriole, will be on the mound for the American League. Now, on the NL side of things,
Paul Skeens.
All right, Skeensy.
The rookie phenom who no-hit the crew through seven innings last week will start for the National League.
You think this is one of these things where these guys throw one inning and that's that? Or does Skeensy get an inning or two because he's that good?
It seems like it changes from time to time. Usually it's two innings,
yeah,
and then it kind of goes 1-1-1, but I don't know. You just don't want him to get hurt, but it would be cool if he went six, you know, just to see it, but it's not going to happen. On Monday, the bombs were hit in the home run derby. Dodger slugger Teoscar Hernandez wins the derby. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. hit one off the wall in the last round that would have tied it, but I just missed. So Hernandez is your home run winner. Perhaps the most memorable part of the home run derby, though, was what happened before during the anthem.
Is everyone okay?
I think she was really actually trying. I don't think she was trying to, I don't know how to say this. But
she wasn't trying to be bad?
Yes. Four-time Grammy-nominated country music star Ingrid Andress, becoming the latest singer to struggle with the anthem so badly that she had to suspend her Instagram account afterward.
Turn it off.
As you know how that goes. But yeah, so a little bit of a struggle, but I'm sure she didn't do it on purpose.
That our flag was still there.
Come with me now.
Logistics of a live show. Vince Vetrano, Eric Bilstad with you here.
Now 70 degrees.
Good. Thanks for the update. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Live from the Republican National Convention. We are in UWM Panther Arena this morning, known as Media Row. Wouldn't you do that Thursday? What else are they doing all week?
Yeah.
That learned commentary from Max Vetrano as I went home.
Hey, good for your kid to be astute and paying attention.
Well, I thought it was interesting. I got to spend some time, as I told you, on the convention floor yesterday when things were really cooking on Monday, when the actual nomination, former President Trump and ultimately J.D. Vance, mm-hmm, who was announced, was occurring. So this historic event, maybe you vote red, maybe you don't, but like history is being made here in Milwaukee regardless.
Yeah.
And I was sharing that with the family. Max said, wait, they did that today? What do they do the whole rest of the week?
Right.
So I actually sat him down yesterday. We watched some of the speeches. I'm like, this is what the week is really about outside of that party business. But as I was amongst the delegation for Wisconsin, chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, addressing the convention secretary.
Where 170 years ago, this great party was founded down the road in Ripon, Wisconsin, in our little white schoolhouse. Madam Secretary, the great state of Wisconsin proudly casts all of its 41 votes for Donald J. Trump.
So that was the moment. RPW Chairman Brian Schimming with the honor, former Governor Scott Walker, County Executive Paul Farrow in the of Waukesha County in the delegation at the moment. Schimming with an interesting reveal just moments after I spoke with him.
Very exciting. And this, interestingly enough, is my first Republican convention.
At least you didn't have to travel.
Yeah, my first Republican convention is in my home state with being state chairman. So that's kind of fun.
Okay, joke landed flat there on my part. So
yeah, that's true.
It was hard to hear. He probably did.
Yeah, there's a lot of people down there.
Republican Party Chair of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming. He also talked about the politics. One of the reasons the Democrats chose Milwaukee in 2020, the Republicans here in 24, mm-hmm, is the significance of our 10 electoral votes.
Wisconsin, as I always say, is not one of 50 states this year. We're one of seven. And so the significance of having the convention here in Milwaukee is not small.
You know, his point, handful of states that are really truly in play here. His number is 7. You hear it go back and forth between which states may or may not be
even less.
You were talking this morning as CNN is breaking down county by county in some of these battleground states.
In Ohio, because of the J.D. Vance situation, they're like, oh, this county right here went to Hillary a few years ago, and et cetera, et cetera.
And we'll work through some of the math in Wisconsin's first congressional district a little bit later today. We have Congressman Brian Stile from there. That's a district where you have Rock County that went for Biden. And yet that district elected a Republican for, you know, their representative as well. So, you know, that could be one of those districts where as goes Wisconsin's first congressional, there goes Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. As goes Wisconsin, there goes the nation. So this thing is super tight. Reason that it's here in Milwaukee. One other thing from the RPW chair, Schimming. He did talk about what was anticipated at the time that former President Donald Trump would appear at the convention hall Monday
night. He's a hero this week. As we're all in prayer and with all our hopes and prayers to the victims in Pennsylvania, I think Donald Trump actually reminds us of what a leader he is. Because, you know, the injury that he suffered is by far not the most serious of all of them. But it showed where just a couple of inches and we could have had a tragedy on the political scene as well.
So former President Trump did, as we said, enter to music and cheers at the convention Monday night. Bandage on his ear. He is expected to formally accept the nomination in that culminating moment with a speech on Thursday night here in Milwaukee.
How long does he keep that bandage on, do you think?
Well, it looked
Thursday?
Like it didn't fit right.
Yeah, it was a little big.
It was a little odd, but I suppose. Everything is optics, right. Home Run Derby is in the books, and the All-Star Game is tonight with two Brewers in the starting lineup. We've got sports at 6:45.
And the latest in the investigation into the attempted assassination coming up in 5 minutes. Right now, though, have you ever cut off a conversation or stopped what you were doing to take a phone call? Like, at what point, if you're doing something else, do you stop? Or when is the phone call so important that you stop whatever it is you're doing?
Well, I guess, I mean, it depends on with whom you're speaking in person. You and I are talking, and my wife's calling, and I say, hey, excuse me for a second. Wife, you know, she doesn't usually call now. Let me just check this. So, but if, you know, like, if we're on the air.
Yeah, what if you were working?
If I'm working.
Would you stop?
Typically, no. It goes to voicemail. Hang on. I'll find out what it is. Right?
The reason I ask is because Lenny Kravitz, the musician, was performing recently when he got a phone call and paused the show so he could take the phone call. And here's the best part. Listen to who the call was from.
I'm sorry. My big brother just called me up on the phone to say hi. Y'all know Denzel Washington?
It was Denzel Washington. So he puts him on FaceTime. He shows him to the crowd. And then he said, hey, I got to go. So he said goodbye and hung up the phone, and they went back to the show.
No offense if I got Denzel on the line here. I'm walking Denzel, right out of here
all right,
this
morning. You can take that call.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Wisconsin's Morning News live from the Republican National Convention in downtown Milwaukee. Learning some more information on the warning signs in the moments before the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life, that shooting on Saturday.
This morning, new details on the attempt on former President Trump's life.
I seen him physically look at us, and he was like looking at us and crawling. And then next thing you know,
Michael DeFrisha captured the moment 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire, killing one person, sending two others to the hospital.
There he is.
CBS News has learned Secret Service did not sweep the building Crooks shot from, despite it having a direct line of sight to the stage, since it was outside of the security perimeter.
Yeah, it was outside of the perimeter, so they had not been paying attention to it. Video from the scene shows people trying to alert police for 86 seconds before the shots were fired. Now, ABC is reporting that heavily armed police were stationed inside that building. So perhaps that might have been part of the reason why it wasn't swept. It was being used as a law enforcement staging area, but they didn't see Crooks climbing up the outside of the building. Apparently, Crooks bought a ladder from Home Depot. A little bit more now on the 20-year-old is still trying to establish a motive for the assassination attempt.
Sources say on the day of the rally, Crooks, a member at a local gun club, told his father he was going to the shooting range, and that's when his father gave him the rifle used in the attack. FBI investigators say they've conducted hundreds of interviews and scoured his social media and phone, but a motive remains unclear.
ABC's Lionel Moise there, yeah, so they haven't found any evidence of mental illness, a criminal record, or links to extremist organizations. They do say that he was a member of a local shooting club. All of that now coming into form as they try to figure this one out. Also, we heard from the Secret Service director. She spoke to ABC last night and said the buck stops with her, but she does not intend on stepping down.
You know, I'm surprised that it hasn't been more of a topic of conversation here at the convention. Day one on Monday, talked to a number of delegates, talked to a lot of people. I mean, yeah. it was brought up, but it was not the dominant conversation,
focus, right?
Amongst any of the conversations I had with folks tied to this. Everybody was talking about it, but it
right.
wasn't it wasn't their central focus. They were talking about vice presidential yeah. pick. They were talking about whether the president was going to be in the venue last
yeah.
night, as he was.
Talking about Milwaukee.
Right. And the mood is festive and celebratory, serious to a degree, but folks are having a good time. Mm-hmm. It is 6:44. We've got sports coming up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The baseball stars will be out tonight in Texas. Baseball serving up the Midsummer Classic.
The American League and National League meet in the 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Arlington tonight. National League skipper Bruce Bochy says it's not all fun and games.
You have to, you know, be concerned about the pitchers, their pitch count. And one important role that we have is to send a guy back healthy to his club.
AL skipper Torrey Lovullo agrees.
My biggest responsibility is to make sure that everybody plays. They're here to play. They've earned that honor, and it probably gives me the most stress.
Lovullo named Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes his All-Star starter. Burnes will be opposed by rookie phenom Paul Skeens. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Everyone gets a trophy at the All-Star game.
I think his point's well taken, though. As someone,
I'm kidding.
Who's a fan of the Brewers, where we'd get one guy,
right?
You know, for
be
how
nice
many years,
him,
and you'd
right.
be like, boy, is our guy even going to get in? Not a problem tonight. We got two starters.
Mm-hmm. William Contreras and Christian Yelich both starting for the NL, batting fifth and sixth, respectively. Now, on Monday, Dodger slugger Teoscar Hernandez won the home run derby. So it came down to the final round. The Royals' Bobby Wood Jr. had one last shot to tie it. Listen to this.
Oh, he swung.
It's gotta go.
Swung. Get legs.
That's it.
Get legs.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh. Teoscar Hernandez.
It hit the wall.
It's your 2024 T-Mobile Home Run Derby champ.
It hit the wall, so Hernandez would be your winner in the derby. The Olympics are drawing closer, Vince. Summer games are in Paris, and now the torch is who? The torch carried in by BTS star Jin, a K-pop star who just wrapped up his military service in South Korea. This lady among the hordes of fans who just wanted to see him with that flame.
I've been waiting since like 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. Yeah. But we've been waiting for a year and a half for him to return from Harmony, so eight hours is short.
Yeah, so very excited to see him. Of course, the torch is there. The games begin Friday, July 26th.
It's an interesting thing when the torch bearer upstages the torch.
Right.
I suppose that's often the case. You have famous people. I remember when the torch before the Winter Games came through Milwaukee, and you had Olympian Bonnie Blair up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Many others with ties to Wisconsin.
People are out there for yeah. 8 or 9 hours waiting yeah. to see
so,
Bonnie Blair yeah, come through.
Pretty cool. We're going to talk about something unique coming to Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo and his brothers, they have this academy, this basketball academy. It's a thing they launched for low-income athletes in Athens. It is coming to Milwaukee. We're going to talk with friend of the program, Lori Nickel, about that next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Live from UWM Panther Arena, the Republican National Convention. So not talking sports from the arena today. The sport of politics here in Wisconsin. But we'll talk a little bit more sports. Two-time sports writer of the year for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel, friend of the program, on with us this morning. Hi, Lori.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Lori, you'll appreciate this. So on Monday, there was a 10 a.m. news briefing, RNC news briefing in the Baird Center. And it's the first one, you know, at the convention that just stepped off. So Vince and I are like, okay, we're going to go to that. You know, I'm going to go check it out and see what they say and all that. So we get there, we got to check in. And, you know, it takes some time, so they want to know who's all in there. We get in there, there's rows and rows of cameras.
Two platforms set up for all the cameras.
Yeah. And then there's all these seats, and they're filling up quickly, and we grab a seat near the back just because we didn't want to get in the way and all that. And Vince is asking me what questions we're going to talk about. And I'm like, well, we got, you know, who knows. Anyway, right before it starts, guy comes on and goes, hey, by the way, I don't know if anyone was misled here, but this is just a planning off-the-record session for media, just to let you know what's planned. You know, so cameras, need your cameras off. And Vince and I look at each other like, oh, my gosh. And Vince goes, well, what a waste of time. He yells that out. What are we doing here?
How can you have an off-the-record event? How is that even possible? There's nothing off the record.
I agree
background.
With you.
Oh,
and you're
gosh.
Big into the journalism aspect of what you do. Here's the problem for me is now you've got a room of 1,000 people who've been told information that they're supposedly not supposed to share. We tell people stuff for a living. Like, not a good idea.
In their defense, they do need to get some information out ahead of time to let so there's planning purposes for when they know if someone's going to be there. Do you need to have extra staff if the president shows up? Just different random stuff like that. So in their defense, I think that was the idea. Which was very helpful, but at the same time, when there's that many people, I just loved that Vetrano made sure everyone knew how he felt about the situation.
Yeah, he's gotten so shy, so it's hard to understand how he feels about everything. You need to open up more, Vince.
I shouldn't be allowed out, to be honest with you, Lori. Listen, I did want to get to this with you because the Antetokounmpo's Academy is coming to Milwaukee, is that right?
Yeah, this is the first time, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his family started this huge foundation a couple of years ago. And one of the satellite or branches of that foundation is the Antetokounmpo's Academy. And that's been going on in Greece, in Athens, Greece, for several years now. But it's the first time it's making an appearance here in Milwaukee. It'll be later this month. It starts July 29th. It'll be a week long, and it's really cool. They went through like an interview process, and they have 80 kids from families in need who are between the ages of 14 and 16 years old, and they participate in this camp and life skills event for the whole week for free, transportation, everything included. And I think it's going to be really unique because it's the first time we'll get to see it here in person.
Are the brothers active in it, Lori? Do they interact with the kids?
They're so active in it. In fact, they check in regularly with this because it's so personal to them. A lot of these kids are refugees, believe it or not, and come from families all over the world. And so they were just with the kids a couple of weeks ago. They check in with the directors in Greece, all the time. They try to make appearances as much as possible. This is really personal for them because they want it to be not just about education and teaching life skills and boosting the kids' morale, but they also want it to be about basketball. And I love that it is 50% boys, 50% girls. That's a huge part of Giannis, Thanasis, Alex, all the brothers. It's a big part of how they all feel about the equality there.
Can you imagine? Like, that makes someone, that's a story for life. That can imprint someone for life. It's not everyone has that ability to be able to do that, and Giannis and the Antetokounmpo family does, and that's just awesome. They got to love that.
It's really cool, although this year I wonder if it's a little bit of, I imagine, we know Giannis will be in Paris for the Olympics during this camp, and I'm imagining Thanasis will be there as well. So they probably won't be in Milwaukee to make an appearance, but I expect that in future years, that's something that they might check in on. We'll see, but it's great to get it off the ground and get it started, and it will be unique to kind of have this camp going on while Giannis is also playing in the Olympics around the same time.
Friend of the program, Lori Nickel, on with us this morning. We'll ask the tough questions for you today at the news conference, Lori. I just can't tell you what they said.
Please do. Okay. I'll send you a list. Right. Be safe, guys.
Take care. Wisconsin's Morning News live from the Republican National Convention, 6:58 on this Tuesday morning.